Hey there, Trent and Colin back again for another big time movie reboot. This time we're looking at Moon.
Yes.
If you don't know this, it's not in wide release yet.
Yeah, I don't know that it'll reach wide release, but we can hope.
We can hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Because this is an outstanding film. And we're not going to spoil it for you.
Because it is very spoilable.
Yeah, that's not our intent. But we will let you know why you should go see it.
Yeah.
If it comes to you, or, you know, it'll probably show up on Netflix someday.
Frankly, if you need a reason bigger than just going to watch the trailer, then I don't know if I can help you.
Yeah.
Help you.
I mean, if go the trailer... Apple, go ahead.
I was going to say, go to apple.com/trailers and just search for the Moon trailer and watch it, because it's very exciting material. It's a lot of fun. It's a really good trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, really good trailer.
If that doesn't do it for you,
yeah,
maybe hearing us talk about how Sam Rockwell is just outstanding.
Outstanding. In this.
It's very obvious from the trailer that there are two Sam Rockwells that show up in this, and so we're not spoiling there,
right? But, and he's performing against himself,
yes,
as in a Patty Duke,
Patty
like
Duke
fashion, yeah.
The one with Michael Keaton?
Multiplicity, right, yeah.
Which was outstanding as well.
This is decidedly different kind of film.
Much different, but Sam Rockwell does a great job. He's got two kind of different characters. He's playing himself, but two kind of different characters. The robot,
Voiced by Kevin Spacey.
Yes, is
what's
really
the robot's name? Gertie.
Gertie.
Gertie the robot.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's hard to explain, because we don't want to ruin the movie for you, but
right.
The trailer is kind of other than you would expect the actual movie to be when you watch it, but the movie is equally entertaining and intriguing,
right,
as the trailer. So it's definitely worth seeing, if you can get out to see it.
The sets are beautiful, not like beautiful.
They're 2001-ish,
and they look very nice.
Yeah. They look space authentic.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If you want to,
kind of newish, right, but a little dirty,
a little bit Star Wars, but not quite as, you know. It's got a hard sci-fi look, if
right,
that makes sense.
And it's basically, I mean, almost for the entire thing, it's Sam Rockwell and Gertie,
right,
Kevin Spacey, that are
interacting
pretty much almost the entire time. And it's a very, very, very interesting film.
Yeah. Directed by Duncan Jones, son of David Bowie.
Which is also very interesting.
Very interesting. He's his first feature film. He directed commercials prior to this. I watched a short interview with him and Sam Rockwell, and he was talking about how he grew up on the set of Labyrinth, and right around the studio lot was the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves set. So he'd become very interested in film, I guess, early on, and had directed some commercials prior to this. And this movie actually came about because he and Sam Rockwell were discussing shooting a different movie, and they couldn't agree on, like, the character, you know, the take on the character and all that
right,
kind of stuff. So Duncan Jones actually created this character specifically for Sam Rockwell, which is why the character's name is Sam and all that in the movie. So this project was spun off of, you know, another project that I don't know what the other project was, but I can't imagine that it would have been a whole lot better.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry,
frankly, it doesn't matter.
Right. So, yeah, definitely. I highly recommend going to see it. It's a lot of fun.
The visual effects are really fun.
Yeah.
The movie it's got a nice, even pace. Don't go expecting, you know, Star Trek. It's not that.
Right, it's not Star Trek.
It's got a nice, even pace,
right,
unfolding.
I would almost say Hitchcockian.
Yeah.
In pacing. Not so much in story, but it's got...
In pacing.
The way it unfolds, it's very unhurried.
Yeah, and...
But don't mistake that for boring.
Right.
It's like Brick, I would say.
It's not boring.
I would say it's a bit like Brick. Did we get our...
We didn't get our Brick podcast posted, so...
We tried.
Yeah, stick around for the next audio boo. We'll hopefully be Brick. And I'm Colin.
I'm Trent.
And that's another big-time movie reboot.